We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Reish Mem Tes. We are up to Sif Beis, the second line on page Yudalud, which is the page following 26. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Oser likboa bi'erev Shabbos su'uda u'mishta she'enu ragil b'me'achol. It is forbidden to set yourself up on Friday to have a su'uda or a party that you're not used to having during the week. A larger su'uda than you normally have during the week, you can't do that on Friday. V'afilu hi su'udas erusin. Even if it's the su'uda of an erus of an engagement. Now, an erusin is not nowadays engagement. Nowadays engagement doesn't have any halachic ramifications. But erusin is in the olden days, but they used to have the erusin, the kedushin, and then 12 months later they had the nesu'in. So the erusin actually accomplished something, and they used to have a su'udas erusin. So the Mechaber is telling us you can't make a big su'uda on Friday, even if it's a su'udas erusin. Why? Mipnei kavod haShabbos. Because of the honor of Shabbos, sheikones la Shabbos kishu toiv lechol. We want a person to go into Shabbos when he's hungry. And therefore, if you're going to make a larger than normal suda on Friday, you're not going to go into Shabbos hungry. V'chol hayom bechlal ha'isser. And the Mechaber ends off and tells us the whole day it's usser. It's not only an hour before Shabbos, it's the whole Friday. You can't have a suda larger than you normally have during the week. The Rama writes, "Usuuda shezmana bi erev Shabbos, but a suuda that falls out on erev Shabbos, kegon brismila, o pidyon haben. For example, a bris falls out on Friday, or a pidyon haben falls out on Friday, mutter. There, the large suuda is permissible. Kein nirali. That's how it appears to me," says the Rama. "The chein haminog pasher, and that is the minhug. That is where we're going to go in the shir today. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah, some biralachos, some notes, all very interesting stuff." The Mishnah Berurah starts in Sivkotan Zayin, Osir Likboa. The Isa B'Gemara, the Gemara tells us, the Ha'isa Mishbacha B'Yerushalayim, there was a family in Yerushalayim, Shekava Su'udasa B'Er Shabbos V'Nekra, that they used to establish a big Suda on Friday, and they were uprooted. They were demolished. So that was the Gemara's Maisa that it brings down to try to take it very seriously, not to make a big Suda on Friday. Sivkotan Ches. Be Erev Shabbos, v'hu adin be Erev Yom Tov. And the same thing applies on Erev Yom Tov, the Yom Tov nami mitzvah la'ango ulochabdo. Because Yom Tov also has a mitzvah of oneg and kovid, and therefore, on Erev Yom Tov, you have the same restrictions of not making a large suda normal than you normally have during the week. We said included in this isser is even a sudas erison. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkotan Tes, Pirish, im eras kodem lachem. Very important point. This is discussing where you got engaged before Friday, and you want to make the suda on Friday, then aser lasos ha-suda b'erev Shabbos. You got engaged on Wednesday, so it's aser to make the suda on Friday. The after sudas erison he mitzvah, even though the sudas erison is really a mitzvah, mikomakom hoyolo lahakdima, but you should have done it earlier. Avol im eras b'erev Shabbos, but if you talk ahead the erison on Friday, mutter lasos ha-suda, then you would be allowed to do the suda. The cave on the erison sharia b'erev Shabbos, since getting engaged is permissible on erev Shabbos, mishum shelo yekadmenu acher, so that no one should beat you to it and marry her first, and therefore you want to reserve her by having the erison already, so therefore you're allowed to do it on Friday. So memela shari hasuda la zegamkein, so memela the sudas erison is permissible as well on Friday. The chashuva kemo sudas mila upidin abench is mana kavua. It's no different than the cases that Ramah brings down, that if a suda bris mila or a suda of a pidin abench falls out on Friday, you're allowed to have it on Friday. So too, if the erison was on Friday, you could have the suda on Friday. That which the Mechaber says you can't make a sudas erison on Friday is when the erison was before that. So you can't push it off to Friday. V'cheinim hoyu ha-nesu'in b'erev Shabbos. So too, if the actual nesu'in, the completion of the marriage, was done on erev Shabbos, mutter lasos ha-suda gamkein, you could also do the suda's nesu'in on Friday. U'mikomakom l'chadchilo tov v'nochonim efsher. But the best way is, if possible, lithchos ha-suda l'mochar o yom acher, to push the suda off till the next day, or the day afterwards, a different day, afilu b'eris b'erev Shabbos. So even though if you had the eris on an erev Shabbos, you are allowed to have the suda on erev Shabbos, but it's best, even if you had the eris on an erev Shabbos, to push it off and not have it on erev Shabbos. Now, note number 7, he makes a very nice diuk. The Mishnah Berurah talked about a sudas erison that it can be done on Friday if you have the erison on Friday, and a sudas nesu'in that you could have on Friday if you got the nesu'in on Friday. But then when he says it's better to push it off, he only discusses afilu be'eris be'er Shabbos. So note 7, he points out, mashma midvarav, the Mishnah Berurah's mashma, Shekolzahu besudas erison. That which we say is best to push it off, even if the erison was on a Friday, is dafka din in the suda of erison. Avo besudas nesuin, but a suda of the nesuin him also as an nesuin be'er Shabbos. If the nesuin was actually done on Friday, lechora mutter lasos biyom ze af es asuda. It's mashma that it's 100% fine to have the suda on Friday. If ain't tzarich letchos al yomach, and there's no need to push it off. Again, that's because the Mishabura says you can have a sudas erison on Friday if the erison was on Friday. You can have a sudas nesuin on Friday if the nesuin was on Friday. And then he goes back and says, but when the sudas when the erison is on Friday, it's best to even push out the suda later. Why is he mentioning just erison on the nesuin? It's mashmah. It's only an inyan to push out the sudas erison and not the sudas nesuin. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, V'da, you should know the kolzeh besudas erison. This is all talking about the suda of a real erison, which has the real halachic ramifications that asers the isha on the rest of the world and reserves her for this man. Aval besuda she'osim b'shiduchim shalano lo ave sudas mitzvah. But our engagement party, our suda we have when we make a shidduch and they decide to get married, that's not considered a sudas mitzvah. Kain kasa between the God of Mesimet Tov Mem Dalin. Ulefiza ain lasosa be erev Shabbos, and therefore you should not make an engagement party on Friday. Afilu im nigmar hashidduch ba'osva yom. Even if the shidduch is completed on that day, you still shouldn't make a suda on Friday. Umashin uhagin lecho mine mirkachas b'shas ksivas hatanoim lo mikri suda. That which they have certain snacks during the writing of the Tanoim, that's not called a Suda, and therefore that doesn't fit into this whole category, and therefore that is not a problem. Sivkoton Yud. We said the reason why you can't do this is because of Kavod Shabbos. The Mechaber said, what's the Kavod Shabbos? That you should go into Shabbos hungry. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkoton Yud, V'yesha Kaswatam. Some write a different reason. It's not so you should go into Shabbos hungry, but rather, Shemitoch Tirdas HaSuuda, Lo yis asku b'tzarchei Shabbos. If you're so busy with a big suda on Friday, you're not going to prepare properly for Shabbos. So it's not like the Mechaber says that you won't be hungry for the suda. Rather, it's because you're not going to prepare properly. If you look at note number 9, it gives a beautiful nafkamina between these two reasons. So v'nafkamina bein ha-ta'omim kosu ha-tos v'Shabbos v'ha-kavachayim k'shiyesh mi sh'yochin etzarchei Shabbos. You're not the one preparing Shabbos. You're going to your in-laws for Shabbos. They're making Shabbos for you. If you're going away for Shabbos, so you can't say don't have a suda on Friday because you won't be able to prepare properly for the suda of Shabbos. You're not preparing the suda anyway. So according to that reason, it would be permissible. But we still have the reason that we want you to go into hungry for Shabbos. So even if you're not cooking the food for Shabbos, you still can't have a suda on Friday. We want you to be hungry for the suda Friday night. That would be an afkamina between the two reasons. There's actually a third reason giving over here in the Biralacha. If you look at the Biralacha on the third to last line of the page, Yipnei Kavod HaShabbos Sheikonis, he gives the third reason. The Prima Gadam says the reason why you can't have a Suda on Friday is not so you'll go into the Suda hungry Friday night. You're disgracing the honor of Shabbos. You're making Friday like a Shabbos. You're having a special Suda on Friday. That's reserved for Shabbos. So it's not covered Shabbos because you're just being mezalzel on Shabbos. You're disgracing Shabbos by making an equal Suda on Friday, similar to what one would make on Shabbos. And that's a third reason why one should not have a Suda on Friday. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sivkoton Yud Aleph. Again, the reason the Mechaber said was, it's not covered Shabbos because we want you to go into Shabbos being hungry. Sha'af sha'ochla baboker, even if you have the suda in the morning. Kevan shumarbe v'sudaso shaloki regiluso, since you're having extra food at your suda more than you normally have during the week, shuv lo yocha b'layla l'teyavim. You're not going to be able to afterwards eat with an appetite at night. And therefore, this isra applies the entire day. The exceptions we said in the Ramah was a suda that falls out on Erev Shabbos. The examples given were Bris Mila and Pidyon HaBen. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkoton Yud Beis Bris Mila, Afilu im Eina Bashmini L'Leidaso. Even if the Bris was not on the eighth day, Kiyon Shayachole Bashmini V'Nidches. For example, the baby was sick on the eighth day, couldn't have Bris Mila, and the Bris was pushed off. Mikomokom Mikri Zmana Kavua. Still a Bris on the ninth day, the tenth day, the 15th day, is still called a suda that's mana kavua that you're allowed to have on Erev Shabbos. To kol shaita v'shaita zimnehu. Whenever you do the bris, the suda is considered the right zman. The oser la nicho oral afil yom echad. You're not allowed to leave a baby to be an oral even one day when you're able to do the bris. And therefore, whenever you're able to do the bris, that's considered zmano. And therefore, the bris is appropriate and the suda is appropriate, even if it is Erev Shabbos. So too by Pidyon HaBen, even if the proper time passed, and for whatever reason you didn't do it, you couldn't find the Kohen. Mikom Mokom, Kevin Shemin Adin, Afilu Achash Shloshim Yom. Since Mikra Adin, even after 30 days, Kol Shaita Veshaita Ramya Chiyuve Alei Lifdoso, there's a Chiyuv on you to do the Pidyon every moment after the 30 days. So Memelo Mutter Lasos Gamkein HaSuuda, so Memelo, you would be allowed to do the Suda as well. Siv Katan Yud Gimel says it is mutter, again referring to the Sudas Bris Mila and Sudas Pidyon HaBen, that is mutter. The Higam Kein Sudas Mitzvah, because that's also a Sudas Mitzvah. The Ein Lid Chosa Bipnei Kavod HaShabbos, you're not going to push off the Sudas Mitzvah of the Bris because of the Sudas Mitzvah of Shabbos, because it's also Sudas Mitzvah, and it came first, it's Friday morning, so you have the Bris, you have the Suda. Umikomukom Lachadchilo Mitzvah Lakdima B'Shachris Mishum Kavod HaShabbos. But if you're going to do the Suda on Shabbos, on Friday, because you're supposed to, but at least you should do it in the morning because of Kavod Shabbos. Ukumo shemavur besimen reish, tof reish, tzadi hei, sebeiz, v'inyan sudas purim ayin shom. We know when Purim falls out on Friday, so we still have a very large Purim Suda, which is really inappropriate for Erev Shabbos. We wouldn't normally have an Erev Shabbos, but for Purim we have it for the Purim Suda. But there's an inyan to have it earlier in the day as well, to have it in the morning. But if for whatever reason you weren't able to do the bris or the suda earlier, then you would even be able to do it from Mincha Katana and onwards. You would be able to have this suda, this mitzvah on Friday. Let's see a couple more of bir halachas. Let's go backwards and see the bir halacha in the fifth line. She'enu rogil b'mei hachol. Again, we said in the Mechaber that you can't make a suda on Erev Shabbos that you're not rogil to make during the week. Vafiluim hu asher biyoser, even if a person is extremely wealthy, va'osa bikol yom suda rechava kamo b'Shabbos, and every day he makes a very large suda like Shabbos. Mikomakom bi erev Shabbos yesh limnoa milasos kein. Still, even that person, he does it every day. On Friday, he should not do it. Kedei sheyochal l'teyavon b'layla, so he should eat with an appetite at night. Kein muchach b'Rashi gitin lamelches l'mabez divermaskol bi erev Shabbos ayin sham. V'ayin l'kamon b'simen reish peiches if zayin b'ago, d'ish kazet tzorech lasos b'shabes shinui b'suda sayom. This person has to make a change in his suda on Shabbos. L'haktim o l'acher. If he has a big suda every day, forget Erev Shabbos, he has a big suda every day, so he has to do something different on Shabbos to either make it earlier in the day, make it later in the day. K'dei she minka yom ha-Shabbos mishay mea shavua. So it should be clear that it's Shabbos, it's not a regular day. So every day he eats his big suda at noon, so on Erev Shabbos he should eat it at 11, have it at 1, change the time around, so it's special to cover Shabbos. Let's drop down to the last line of the Bir Halacha on the page. The two examples the Rama brought down of a Suda that's mana is Erev Shabbos was Bris Mila or Pidyon HaBen. We saw also a Sudas Erisin, Sudas Nesuin. Says the Bir Halacha, O Pidyon HaBen, V'hu Adin B'Siyum Mesechta. Another grounds to have a Suda on Erev Shabbos, if you finish a Mesechta, you're making a Siyum. That's a Sudas Mitzvah, that's a Zman, and therefore you do the Siyum on Erev Shabbos. But if you look at note 14, he writes, V'kol zeh b'misha sayim es ha-mesechas b'erev Shabbos. This is only for a person who actually completed the Mesechta on Friday. Sha'oz nechshav hadover k'siyim b'zmano. Then it's considered a siyim b'zmano. You finish it now, you make a suda now. Aval im siyim es ha-mesechas kodom lachem. If you finish the Mesechta on Tuesday, Sahora Agoda, this in Karelit, She'ein lahatir kolkach la'asas es ha-suda b'erev Shabbos. Then it will be inappropriate to push off your suda siyim from Tuesday to Friday. Bishlam, you finished with your chavrusa, learning it Friday morning, or Daf Yomi comes out finishing on Friday, you make a suda on Friday. But the push off a siyum that you finished earlier to make a suda on Friday, that would be inappropriate. The host of any adds on. Shegeder shall siyum einu elokish shesayim davar shalim. A siyum is when you finish something complete. Ukegon shesayim mesechta shleima. You finish the whole mesechta of Gemara. O seder shalim shel mishnayos. Or a complete seder of mishnayos. Afal pish lo siyum es kol sheshes sidre mishnah. Even though you didn't finish the whole six Siddharim of Mishnah, you finish one Seder, that's considered a Siyam. And then he discusses in the next part of the note, we'll read it because it's interesting, but it's really borrowed from the halachas of the 9 days. We know on the 9 days, you're not allowed to eat meat. But if there's a Siyam, there's a Sudas Mitzvah, you're allowed to eat meat. So there's a big discussion, who's allowed to join for that Suda? So they bring that over here, the same thing would apply l'chora for a Sudas Mitzvah, a Siyam on Friday, who's allowed to come to that? Because really, I'm not supposed to eat a Suda on Friday that's very large. You're making a Siyam, so how can I go to your Siyam? It's not my Siyam. So he writes, U'l'inyan yedida v'reyev, in terms of the friends, shel ha-mesayim shel osayim was ha-mesechta, can they join the Siyam on Friday They didn't finish the Masechta. Elo shechafetzim l'smach b'simcha. So they want to join the happiness. They want to join the party. So the Mishibura writes later on, L'inyin achilas basar b'suda siyam shenaseh b'tishas hayomim. The Mishibura discusses later, L'gabi asiyam on the 9 days, sha'af heim mutarim le'achol basar. Even the guests are allowed to eat meat at the siyam. Im hayu boyim l'sudasol mishum reyus gam bizmanacher. If they would come to your siyam on a random day, so they can come to your siyam during the 9 days as well. Now, during the 9 days, everyone's, for some reason, chaloshing to eat meat. They're trying to run. I don't think people are running to sudas on Friday necessarily. But they're making the jump and assuming that the same way that for the 9 days you can only join the Siyam to eat meat, which is normally not allowed during the 9 days, only if you would normally go to the Siyam. So they're saying, l'chor, the same thing would be over here. If a person would not normally join the Siyam, you can't just join it because you're in the mood to have a very big Suda on an Erev Shabbos. You can't go to it. But the Bir Alocha brings over there, Shekolze Urak Be'osam HaNoshim HaMachzikim Eshidei HaLomdim B'mamonam. Even though the Mishavura is Mashma, someone who would normally come to the Suda, he's a friend, it's okay. But the Bir Alocha brings in the Yavitz, that's only those who are supporting the learners. In other words, if a Kolo is making a Siyam and you're one of the sponsors of the Kolo, or the Dafyomisher and you sponsor the cake, you know, every Tuesday, so then you're a sponsor of the learning, so then you could join. So to the ones who are setting up the room for them, they're involved in helping out with the learning. But some random person, even if he's a friend, it seems can't go and eat meat during the 9 days at such a suda. The sign the Bir Alocha Shon, the Bir Alocha ends over there and says, those who are coming to help out in the Suda, they're bringing the food, they're making the food, they're waitering. It's posh, they also can eat from the food. Certainly the wife and the kids, the family. And so too women are helping out the Suda, where it's the minhag to invite them. Certainly they're mutaros lecho besuda sasiyim. There is one more Bir Alocha, it's a little bit lengthy. We'll do parts of it, and we'll go relatively fast. And that's the last Bir Alocha on page Yudalid, turns on to page 28. But we'll start from the bottom line of Yudalid. Divrei Maskil Mutter, I am a Magen Avraham Shevi B'Shem HaLevush. Diim Efshar L'Kayim Shnehem Mutav. This is talking about having the Suda, a big Suda on Friday morning, or Friday, and then having another Suda on Shabbos. If you're able to have both Sudas, so that's good. Diim Lav Titche Suda Shabbos. If not, you should push off Suda Shabbos. This is what the Magen Avraham brings in the Levush, that if you have a choice between having the Suda's Bris in the morning or the Suda Shabbos, you should have the Suda's Bris and forget the Suda Shabbos. A Chiddush. V'ratzalomar de'lo yucha l'kayim b'layla klal. He's talking about a case where you will not be able to eat anything Friday night. Mipnei achila gasa. It will be achila gasa if you try to eat Friday night. Afilu hachi ein lo lochosh l'zeh. Says the Levush, you don't have to worry about that. Since right now it's a mitzvah, you're having a sudas bris milah, it's a mitzvah, don't worry about what's going to be at night that you can't eat. You have three sudas on Shabbos day, you won't have a suda Friday night. Like we learned in Halacha in Reish Ayin Dalin. However, it says the Chavetz Chaim, Mikomokom l'dine yesh l'ayin b'zetuva. Lamaisa, this needs great investigation. That lo suuda Shabbos b'laylu hi chova mitzaradin. A Friday night suuda is an absolute chiyuv. Mashenkein besudas brismilu pidyon haben einer ela mitzvah ba'alma v'lo chiyuv aklal. It's not a chiyuv to eat at a suuda's brismilu. There's a mitzvah. There's an inyan to eat at a brismilu. It's not a chiyuv. So how are you allowing a mitzvah to override a chiyuv? V'im kein im mishar shayidei achiloso yizbata legamri misudas layla. If you see that by eating at the bris, you're not going to be able to eat a suda at all Friday night. Yesh lo no means that you shouldn't eat at the bris. U'me'as shulchan aruch ein shum raya klal. There's no raya from the shulchan aruch to the levush. And the shulchan aruch says that you can't eat at the bris. That shulchan aruch lo hit the irakim al yedei zeh lo tiyachilas or b'layla l'teyofum. The mechaber only allowed if you're not going to be so hungry at night. But you're still going to eat at night. It's not going to cancel your Shabbos suda. That's what the mechaber said. Eat during the day, even though you won't be so hungry at night, because during the day it's a mitzvah. You're not going to cancel the mitzvah night at all. And if it's like we saw in the Bir Alocha earlier, the reason why you shouldn't have a normal suda, a normal big suda on Friday that's not for a mitzvah is because it's mezalzel on Shabbos. But this is not considered a zilzel. How could a suda's mitzvah be a zilzel to Shabbos? It's a suda's mitzvah. You're not going to have time to prepare for Shabbos. When it comes to Surah Smitsa, they weren't machmir about that. The Samchon, they relied, the Mesama Yachinas Alkoponim Kasa the Harsin for the Shabbos. You'll be able to prepare a little bit, it's not going to cancel all your preparation. And therefore, there's no raya from the Mechaber like the Levush. The Levush says, eat at the bris, even if you will not be able to eat one drop at night. And you'll have three suitors during the day. It's not true. You're not going to be mevatel a chiyuv at night for a mitzvah during the day. And therefore, he says it's not true. That which the Shulchan Aruch says you can eat at the bris milah is assuming you're not canceling the suda at night. You're just not going to be as hungry. It won't be as appetizing, as geshmak, but you'll still have a suda. Which is not the case if at night you're going to mamish be stuffing your face and it's not even considered an achila. The lo nechshav achila klal, it's not even considered an achila. Mistabri diyesh lo noa milecho harbe kedei shelo yovel hazeh. So it's logical that you should hold back from eating a lot, so it will not come to that. Okay. Let's go weiter now, skip about 7-8 lines. In the beginning of the line it says, Kosav adache Moshe b'shem or zaruah. Says the Bir Halacha, mitzvah le'achol suda Shabbos l'teyovon. There's a mitzvah to eat a Shabbos suda with an appetite. Ume'achar de'ikir ha'suda hu lechem. And since the ikir suda is bread, lochein osur le'achol gremzel. Gremzel is a type of mizonos, type of cake. It's also to have the mizonos b'Shabbos kolam ha'suda. You can't have mizonos on Shabbos before the suda. You have to be hungry for the suda. The ikir suda is the bread. Mishum deshuv lo yuchal lechol ikir suda Shabbos l'teyavon. If you can have the gremzel, the cake, before the suda, you're not going to be able to eat the suda l'teyavon, so you shouldn't have it. V'adar chemosha cholakolov. Dar chemosha argues with this. Do anan kaimalon do ochav holech afilu min minchol l'mal adjetechshach. Because we hold that you can eat Friday, you can eat, continue eating throughout the day till nighttime. Im kain, if so, shma mino de lo chashinu al teyavon. So you see, we hold you're not worried about teyavon at night. Because we say you can eat Friday, if you started a suda in the right time when you were allowed to, you don't have to start the suda, you can eat all the way down until nightfall. So you see, we don't hold like that. V'amogen Avraham hiskim im ha'or zarua. The Magen Avraham, however, argues the or zarua, says that you can't eat before the suda mazonos. Why? Then the heed the kaimalon k'rab yosi the mutter lechol achar mincha. Even though it's true, like Rabbi Yosi, that you don't have to stop your suda on Friday after mincha, who rak mishum dein lahachmir lo mi bodyo mishum chashash l'teyavim. That's because before Shabbos, we're not going to be worried about the teyavim for the suda on Shabbos. Aval kishyegiyah zman suda Shabbos. But when the zman of the suda Shabbos comes on Shabbos, kam Rabbi Yosi mode de mitzvah lechol teyavim. Even Rabbi Yosi admits that you have to try to save your appetite for the suda to be with teyavim. Skip the brackets. V'im kein, kevan shikra suda hu lechem. This is a very important point. We'll see. We'll connect it to Shabbos morning, eating at a kiddush. But since the ikir suda is the bread, ein lechol gremzel ushare mine mizonos ki agav nekodim. You shouldn't eat any cake before the suda. Kedei she toiv lechol. Ukumo mina mincho l'mal Rabbi Yehuda. Now skip down to the third to last line. Nogu ha'olam. So we just said, just to summarize, the Or Zeruah says that you should not eat mizonos before the suda because the ikar suda is the bread. You want to be hungry for the bread. And even though we hold it on Erev Shabbos, if you started a suda beheter early in the day, you can continue eating it as the day goes on. That's not a raya against the Or Zeruah because that's talking about before Shabbos. Before Shabbos, you don't have to worry about the teyavon on Shabbos as much. But on Shabbos itself, to eat mizonos on Shabbos and zman suda ready, so there, l'chora is like the Or Zeruah that you shouldn't do it, so you should have the teyavon for the bread. Nogu olam lahokel b'shachris. The minhag is to be lenient by shachris. Kedas adarchei Moshe v'ochlim minei mizonos l'achar kiddush kodem asuda. The minhag is that we have a kiddush in shul before the suda. That's the minhag. The minhag is that we have mizonos before the suda. V'ayim b'shulchan aruch shel hagraz sheyishiv ha'minhag. He answers the minhag v'kosav she'ein limchos b'adam ekilim. You should not protest against those who have a kiddush. There are those anshei ma'isa who are machmir on themselves. But mokom de'efshir where they can be machmir, kedasa magen avram. V'tekev achar ha'kiddush notan l'miyadayim. And right after kiddush, they wash their hands. U'mavarchan al ha'pas, and they eat bread right away. V'ochem ha'kol b'soch ha'suda. They eat everything they want only during the suda. V'chein kosa b'sefer shulchan atzei shitim. The alcohol panel kuyama nochon hadar shalom alay kreisum mishari achilas kolam sudas pas. The bottom line is that at least for everyone, even if you're going to eat at a kiddush, which we're coming out, the minhag olam is to eat at a kiddush before the suda, but certainly not to fill oneself up. The ikar suda is the bread, and you're supposed to have a te'avon for the bread. If you're going to sit and eat five pieces of cake at a kiddush, and you come to the suda, or two bowls of cholent and potato kugel and herring and everything at a kiddush, you come to the suda, you're stuffed. That's not proper kavod Shabbos, not proper kavod for the suda. You're supposed to go into the suda hungry. So even though it's okay to have some cake or mizonos or whatever it is at a kiddush, but you have to be careful that you will be hungry for the pas, which is the ikar suda. We will stop here and continue mitzvah Hashem with Siv Beis next time.